We are on page 66. Paragraph 11. I think that's where we left off. And what we're up to is finally, the Khazar king has decided that he's not going to go with philosophy, he's not going to go with Christianity, he's not going to go with Islam. So there's only one choice left. I guess he doesn't know about all the Eastern religions, so there's only one option left. Reluctantly and begrudgingly, he consults a Jew about his faith. And so that's where we're up to. Let's see if we can get a reader to say the words of the rabbi. He's known as in Arabic as the Haber or the Chaver in Hebrew. Chaver is a term that's used by the Talmud to describe a person who's part of the initiated clan of the rabbinic community. So we just translate it simply as the rabbi. So let's see. Can we get a volunteer to read? Yeah, you want to come closer to the camera? Can you read loud? Okay, great, thanks. Because the camera has to pick you up, that's it.
The rabbi said to him, "We believe in the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, who took the Jews out of Egypt with great wonders and miracles. He sustained them in the desert and he gave them the land of Canaan as their inheritance after he split both the Red Sea and the Jordan River with great miracles. This God sent Moshe to give his Torah, and later he sent thousands of prophets throughout history who exhorted the populace to follow the Torah, and he taught about the great reward for those who observe it and the heavy punishment for those who violate it. We believe in everything written in the Torah, which contains a massive amount of information."
Okay, now let's think to ourselves before we go any further, see if we can anticipate the response of the Khazar king. Let me ask you a thought experiment. Let's say someone came up to you off the street and didn't know anything about Judaism, and they were to ask you the question, "What do Jews believe? What do Jews believe?" Think about that for a second. How would you respond? How would you formulate a response in your mind? This could happen. May have happened to you at one point in your life already. What do we Jews believe? All right, so what would you say? Yes? We believe in one God. And we believe in the Torah. So he says, what is the Torah?
It's the laws that were given to us at Mount Sinai by Moshe. He came down from Mount
Sinai. Moses came down from Mount Sinai, because I don't speak Hebrew, because I just want to know about Judaism. Moses. You had a man, a prophet named Moses. He believed in God. He came down from Mount Sinai and gave the Jews the commandments that are written in the Torah. How do you know that Moses' version of the Torah was accurate? Okay.
Because he was the first prophet to come down from Mount Sinai and give us the Torah, the mitzvot.
He gave them to us, he gave them to the Jewish people, but how did they know that he was a reliable messenger?
All the miracles.
There were miracles. There were miracles. Other religions have miracles too. So what makes Moses more reliable than Jesus or Muhammad? Or all the other people? All those other people? Passed down from generation to generation, that. But maybe the first people who passed it down were mistaken. Maybe they were fooled because they were dealing with an ancient civilization who don't know science and could easily be fooled.
Yes. Go back to what he's saying. Yeah, that was miraculous that the Jews were able to leave Egypt, and as slaves, they became free people. They were sustained in the desert. It was miraculous. They witnessed the miracles at Mount Sinai and heard the voice of God. There were millions of witnesses to that.
Millions of witnesses. Okay. Yes, that's we're going to get to that. Yeah. Good. 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 So something unique about Judaism that there were millions of witnesses to it. That's going to be a very important principle. Yes. Yes. Go ahead. So I remember I'm an uninitiated. I never knew about Judaism before.
But I'm trying to think in English. We believe in one God who created the universe, the whole universe, and created the universe, and in the universe he created the first man. He called it Adam, and then from him he came. He created. We believe created and from. True generation came the one man who saw that the creation was by God. He left his wife and created family in
okay, so you're going through the book of Genesis. So you believe in God created the whole universe.
Right.
And he created this first man and created the first woman.
Right.
And from them, the entire human population came into existence.
Right.
And then at some point, after a certain number of generations passed, there was one individual who came to the realization that there's a God, and he taught this message to his descendants, and they eventually went down to Egypt, and they became... Okay, and all of that is missing over here. Until you know... You're right, it's an excellent proposal. That's what you believe in as a Jew. Now, that's probably what I would say too. I agree with you. If someone came to me and said that I believe in God, what do you believe in? I say, I believe in a God who created the entire universe. And this God is responsible for all that exists. He's responsible for you and me and the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea. And he's responsible for everything that happens, and he is constantly connected to our world, mindful of what goes on, and mankind is his choicest of creations, and he loves us all, etc., etc. That's what I would say. He doesn't say that. The rabbi only says a subset of that information, where he picks up basically on, we believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who took the Jews out of Egypt with great wonders and miracles. We don't talk anything about God of creation. There is not one mention of God as the creator of the universe. And that's an important point, and that's a deliberate omission, which is something that the Khazar king himself is going to be very disturbed by. If you wanted to impress me about the God that you believe in, why start the story about experiences that are unique to one set of humanity? So you are limiting, in a sense, your God. You're confining your God to a God who just cares about you and is not really the God of all of creation. It's almost pagan in its narrative of a God who's focused exclusively on the Jewish people and is not necessarily the God of creation. And yet you Jews profess to be monotheistic, so your God would presumably be the only God as well, and yet that's not what you really talk about. So you talk about the miracles he did, you talk about the fact that he gave us a Torah and tells us we have to do things, and if we do them we get rewarded, and if we don't do them we get punished. So there's something missing, as you had said, from this account. And this is very disturbing to the Khazar king. So go ahead, let's continue with paragraph 12.
I was correct in my original resolve not to query a Jew, because I knew that Jews have lost their connection to their past and have no depth of wisdom. This is no doubt a result of their history and destitutional misery, which has left them without any positive characteristic.
Oh boy, this is lovely. This is a lovely depiction of the Jewish people. The Jews have lost their connection to their past and have no depth of wisdom. Did we talk about this before? Does this sound familiar to you? has the Khuzari king been had anything derogatory to say about the Jews in the past? Let's see if you can find it. Where did he say something derogatory about Jews in the past? Yes? Good, excellent. Page 58 at the bottom. Take a look at page 58. The Khuzari said to himself, let me ask Edom, which are the Christians, and Yishmael, the Muslims. Surely one of them must have desirable actions. There is no point, however, in seeking out Judaism. The fact that the Jews are so small in number and universally despised proves that they must be wrong. Because, of course, and this is a very important point that Rav Yehuda Levi keeps signaling to us, the mistake that other religions make is to profess in a universal aspect to their religion. Judaism is not a universal faith. It was never meant for the entire world. And that in itself is a novelty when we talk about religion. All other religions say, our message is universal and we have something to share with the entire world. Judaism is not meant for the entire world. And so the Khazar king's conclusion is that the very fact that Jews are so small in number means that they haven't done a very good job in convincing the world of their message. And if they haven't, they haven't done a good job in convincing the world of their message, it must mean that the message is the wrong message. But little does he know that Jews are not interested in creating a universal faith in the world. You see, if we had been interested, if that was our project within Judaism, to make sure that the whole world was Jewish, then maybe the whole world would be Jewish by now. That was never our mandate. God did not say, proselytize the entire world and make them Jewish. And as a result, the fact that there are so few Jews today doesn't prove anything about the veracity of Judaism, about the appeal of its message. Because if we never were interested in spreading the message, then there's no reason why there's anything wrong with the Jews being so small in number. There are Eastern faiths where they're very clannish in nature, where they are confined to only certain members of certain families that are welcome to be part of their faith. Those faiths eventually, over the course of history, have vanished from existence. What's remarkable about Judaism is not only that we've been persecuted throughout history, but we've never tried to spread it to the rest of the world. And yet it's still endured. In other words, it's like a double miracle. Not only in every generation, they have stripped us of some of the finest Jews of every generation who have been persecuted and murdered because of anti-Semitic pogroms. But not only that, but we've never tried to spread Judaism. We don't seek out converts, and yet we've still managed to have lasting power and we're the oldest religion.